Hello, this is Roger Curlin, and I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge for the week of July 24th. First of all, it is really, really hot outside, and so I've been in the district this morning, and it's morning time, and it's hot, so definitely quench your thirst and enjoy some cool AC in the district, and I'm just going to give you a few places that are on one side of Central. So we'll start out with the District Lounge and the Edge Eatery. So great place to eat and drink and enjoy some AC. A little bit further down the road, the classic Ferg's, and they've got the new Ferg's Clubhouse upstairs where you can do golf simulation, get some drinks, get something to eat. And even though a lot of Ferg's is outdoors, he's got several nice air-conditioned sections as well. Little bit further down is Bodega, so some of the best Cuban sandwiches and just all-around menu and very thirst-quenching juices there. So they have their smoothies, which are fantastic. A little bit further down, we've got our favorite breakfast place, Bacon. And the last name is, I just have to spell it, can't say any bad words on the show, so it's B-I-T-C-H. So it's a little bacon breakfast place here in the district, and they also have a full liquor bar. Bit down from that, Enigma Bar and Lounge opens up at 1 p.m. till 3 a.m. Air condition is always cranking there. Great place to relax in the air conditioning. And then Chai Mixology, which has the boba teas, sushi, all sorts of bowls, and refreshing drinks. So definitely stay in the AC, stay cool, hydrate. Really is a hot summer. For our Get Hungry segment, I wanted to brag about Italy Bottega, where I had dinner with friends this weekend, and it was just amazing. So I had the stuffed chicken marsala that had sun-dried tomatoes and artichoke and a couple other fantastic ingredients inside with a light sauce, a mushroom sauce. And I basically licked the plate and gave it back to the staff afterwards. My guests had there was a salmon ravioli. Another one of our guests had one of the charcuterie platters. And then the third guest had the scallops special. That was incredible. I felt like I wanted to taste everybody's plate after seeing it all. Staff was awesome, so thank you, Italy Bottega, for a great dinner time this last weekend. Another thank you to all of our sunrise sale shoppers. So last Thursday was the sunrise sale in the district, 6:43 a.m., as I call fishing early, getting up. But it really does, it did help our small businesses here in the Edge District and all over downtown with that event that's been going on for 50 years. And there is a slowdown in the summer for a lot of our retailers. So encourage everyone that's listening to give small business some love. It's always fun to sip, shop, and dine in the district. I just found out Sans Eco Market has refillable soap at 30 cents an ounce. So I can just bring my soap containers in for hand soap, dishwash soap, refill them, help the environment, help a small business. So that's really great. And reminder, if you need cash to go shopping, we have a local bank and a credit union in the Edge District. So they've got those ATMs that you can access. And just the friendliest people in local banks and credit unions have such great rates and different things, how they engage with the community. Our last announcement is we're doing a pop-up tent for the Edge District on July 29th. Which is a Saturday night, and it's Rowdy's Pride Night. So our booth will be set up from 5:30 to 7:30. Come by and say hi. I will be there with some volunteers, and we're just going to do some great outreach for the district, get some coupons out there and menus and fun stuff like that. If you are not familiar with the Edge District, you can find us at edgedistrict.org, and that will give you our addresses, our businesses, and links to our social. Again, this is Roger Curlin and News on the Edge.